Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I have a little baseball note for you, BT. Be curious to get your thoughts on this.
Okay.
So the Athletic ran an anonymous MLB player poll asking pitchers who would be the hitter that they would least like to face in Game 7 of the World Series.
Mm-hmm. I think Soto probably won the poll.
That would be correct.
Let's just make sure he gets back there.
That would be correct.
He already got there with us.
So Juan Soto was...
I love how you find that.
It just came across my feed by accident. Juan Soto was named as the hitter pitchers would least like to face in Game 7 of the World Series. There's four quotes that they have. I'm not going to read them all because some of them are long. Talk about his discipline, his ability to have, power to all fields, all those things. One player, quote, it's ridiculous. If there's a moment where he can turn it on, he's just able to do it. It's crazy. Another, he has amazing control of the strike zone. He's probably not going to chase. He's also insane power to all fields. He's such a tough out.
I agree.
Juan Soto.
Did you need the poll for validation? You got him.
Well, I mean,
it's starting to look like Juan Soto.
It's one thing if I say it or you say it. Another thing to hear pitchers say they don't want any part.
How fast was my answer? I knew that would be the answer, and I have not seen that. Did they give you the other, second, third, and fourth? But just out of curiosity.
No.
It's not going to be Judge because Judge hasn't done it.
They might have in the article. It still has to be Judge. I know he hasn't done it, but still.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't have Judge one.
And I'm thinking last night to myself, why do these idiots still pitch to Judge when Judge hits a two-run homer in the first inning?
He's the best.
And then they go and get him the next at bat. He's swinging at pitches, breaking balls in the strike zone. Yep. And then I was also thinking it further. Here's the reason why you do pitch to him, I guess, is that he's going to fail 6 of the 10 times. It sounds ridiculous saying that. Yeah, right? Yeah. But he's a 400 hitter. He's going to fail 6 of the 10 times. Mm-hmm. So I guess you take your chances. But still, I would not do that. Anyway, I don't have the full article. What I have is SNY Mets Twitter tweeted this out, so they picked from that article in The Athletic saying that Soto was number one. I'd be curious to see who is 2 and 3.
Honestly, I think it's fair. But if you were to say, maybe not right now, he's getting a little bit older, although I'd probably still vote for him. If you asked NBA players 2, 3, 4 years ago, clock ticking down, one jump shot at the horn, everybody's saying Steph, even though Steph had some NBA finals where he wasn't amazing. Iguodala won the first MVP. Mm-hmm. But there's just certain things that strike me very quickly that seems like a pretty easy answer. And watching Soto's process and watching him in the World Series, not to mention the Guardians, et cetera, not to mention the Nationals against the Guardians, and the Nationals as a kid, to me, that's the only answer right now.
Yeah,
it really is.
Those are the reasons why. Because you and I have had the debate, I love him as a player, but you could say, define player. He's not around and all that stuff. I have no issues with him on the bases. I have no issues with him in the outfield. And the reason why I love him more than anybody, while also acknowledging he's not as well-rounded as, say, Aaron Judge or whatever, pick a player. Judge happens to be the best player in the world that we've ever seen. But still, Soto would be the one guy that I want on my team more than anybody, including Judge, because of exactly that. If there's one at-bat in the postseason, doesn't have to be Game 7, could be Game 2, could be Game 3, I want Soto up. And what he's been able to do now with Lindor and with Alonso, hey, I think the Mets are... And they're dangerous. I'm getting some 86 vibes.
All right. Well, okay. I saw that tweet last. The 86 vibes? Yeah. 86?
86.
You were 5 years old when they were in 86.
I watched you to remember quite a bit. And then they show all those highlights. And it just, I felt last night, all right, no biggie, to use Lugie's word. No biggie. They're down 4-2. You just felt like they're going to come back. And then it gets to the point where the big bats come up. Marte works a great at bat. Soto comes through. Alonso yet again. It's like clockwork.
Listen.
The pitching as well.
Yeah, the pitching is phenomenal. We talked about that. Matter of fact, I was going to send you the screenshot. I said I'll just bring it up at some point on the air. I said earlier during the Yankee ticket giveaway where the stat that I came across for the Yankees have the highest OPS in all the baseball. And the Mets have the best team ERA in all the baseball.
Unbelievable.
Think about that. I mean, our two teams, one hits the hell out of it. Oh, yeah, by the way, pitches pretty well in addition to that. The other team has the best ERA, and, oh, yeah, hits a lot, too. I mean, we are lucky right now with both of these teams.
And think about this. Coming into the year, it was supposed to be opposite.
Yeah.
The Yankees were supposed to be the lights-out pitching team. The Mets were supposed to be the better offensive
team. But that's why I was much more okay, even though I wanted them. I'm never going to front on that. But that's why once Soto left, I'm like, okay, this could make them more circular. And you look, I mean, I remember looking last year, like,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
PS 620, 590, you know, 609. You look, and I know it's still early. Things could change a little bit, but they could also change more favorably. Although I don't think Judge could hit 400. Other guys could keep, Wells could get red hot.
Yeah.
Opie's starting to get hot. Bellinger's been, those OPSs are pretty damn good across. Even Wells now is up to like 790.
Bottom line, and I saw something with him, projected numbers was like 30 and 100. Which were the only catchers that did
really?
That. Yeah.
100 RBIs?
I'm pretty sure it was Jack Curry.
That seems high. Well, Jack's usually money,
I'm pretty sure it was him. 30? I saw it last night.
What's he got, 12
game.
Now, Sal? How many home runs? 12? Was that 12 or 13?
I think 13, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Just get me to 17, baby. That's over 18,
I know.
Actually.
Oh, I found all my over-unders, by the way. We have to do that in the next couple days here.
Here we go. It was Jack Curry last night. Wells is on pace for 27 homers and 102 RBI.
27 and 102. I mean,
the only
Yankees, you 2 years ago, I loved him. Yeah, I told you that.
I know. I was shocked you didn't take that over-under off the board. All right, so Wells on, is Jack Curry of Yes on his social media. On pace for 27 homers, 102 RBIs. The only Yankee catchers to ever amass those numbers in a season
Well, maybe Elston Howard. Back that far? Are we going back Yogi? Or are we going?
There were two.
Okay. Let's see. Obviously, Posada, Munson. Hang on a second. I don't think Munson had that many RBIs. I could be wrong. I don't think it's Munson, is it?
Now, wait. The only Yankee catchers to ever amass those numbers in a season were Berra, who did it four times.
Yogi? Not Elston Howard?
And Dickey.
Oh, okay. Bill Dickey.
Who did it twice. Posada had 30 and 101 in 2003.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's, and also Wells hasn't even really had his impact felt yet.
No, he's been chugging along. He hasn't really had a prolonged stretch where he's been raking, so I love Dickey, always have.
BT and Sal on the Fan, back to the next calls. Rocky's in Randolph, New Jersey. What's up, Rocky?
Rock.
BT and Sal, my boys, how we doing?
Hi, Rocky.
Rocky.
Hey, I got a little remedy for us with this Knicks over here. We got Surfsides at Snooki's. I told Hop. You down for that, Sally boy?
Yes, I'm in. Let's go.
Okay, let's do it. Now, listen, BT, I love you, man. I'm normally on board with, like, everything you say.
Okay.
But, you know, I tweeted it out as soon as it happened. But I agree with that. Listen, tell me this, though, BT. Here's the thing. Now, I can agree with you schematically that Tibbs wasn't the right guy for the job, okay? Mm-hmm. Offense, stagnant, whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. But let's go back to last year. Last year, with that team, Randall, Dante, our boys, you know, Hartenstein, you were saying that you really felt that the Knicks had a chance to win the title. They could mess around and get to the title.
So, in my opinion,
okay, so what happened? Did Tibbs automatically just forget to coach?
No.
But he brought two, but now two new players came in and disturbed the apple cart.
Yeah.
Now, so to me, last point with Leon and Dolan, though. If Leon made this decision, it couldn't have been, because you're saying how powerful of a guy Leon, I agree with that. You think that he's going to sit there and take this criticism and say, hey, listen, I'm done with Tibbs. I don't care. Well, okay, Dolan told me to be done with him. I don't care, Jim. Okay, fine. I'm going to follow what you say. Now that falls on Leon. So if Leon doesn't correct it, it's all him. So I really don't think that Dolan came in heavy-handed. I think that something happened with Tibbs and Leon because of the two new players, and it destroyed everything.
Well, listen, you could be right. And that's why I'm not saying that I'm right. That's just how it feels right now. All I could do is react to what we know. And then once and we don't know a whole lot right now, so it makes it obviously very dangerous as we try to piece things together. And then you just got to, you know, take a little news item here and people you trust there and a text message conversation here and piece it all together and see where we are. That could change violently one way or the other in a week, in a day, in a month. I don't know. I mean, Leon Rose in 2 days could quit. In 2 days, Leon Rose can, you know, execute a trade with Dallas for Jason Kidd. That was his primary move, and now he's loaded again. I really don't know how it's going to go, but right now I'm confused because it doesn't seem like they have a direction.
Best case scenario is Dolan had nothing to do with this decision. Leon Rose had a plan of a few possible candidates, acknowledging that he could be turned down, whether it be Finch, Udoka, or Kidd.
Yep.
But he has a small
circle of targets.
You can't be running through, check them off. Check them. You can't be going through 15 freaking guys here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a specific job that you need to win an NBA title. It can't just be endless candidates. You have to have an idea of where you're going. Best case is Leon Rose has a small circle of candidates, and he's finding out how he's going to get to whichever ones, just by trying to interview, whatever it may be. Worst case is this is Dolan.
Mm-hmm. And now he's just kind of running around trying
scrambling,
to piece it together. Yeah.
And eventually it's going to get to a point where he doesn't want to do it anymore, meaning Leon Rose, and that sets that. Now, again, we don't know which one it is, but even the best case is not great, in my opinion. Because they screwed up by firing Tibbs and not showing a clear direction for the one guy that they would want. Or even if it were one or two, it's more than that already.
I mean, I think there can maybe be something in between those two options, maybe. But
fair enough.
I think you pretty much nailed it. Yeah. I mean, it's only a couple things, and right now none of them seem really good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.